We felt with about 10 picks to go that the names that we had associated with our pick or surrounded our pick, we thought we would have one of those players come to us. But then it looked as if, you know, some of the people that we sort of had prioritized would not be there. But fortunately, when it came our pick, we did have an opportunity to draft Taven Bryan, an outstanding three technique penetrator, outstanding athlete who's 6'5", 293 pounds, ran under 5 flat, outstanding quickness, outstanding ability to come off on the ball, has position flexibility in that he can play inside, he can play outside. So we've added another pass rush, penetrating defensive lineman, and he'll fit in very well with our room. We've had phone calls primarily to go back, but we waited to see who was there for us, and then when it was obvious that Bryan would be there, then we stayed put.
Tom, there was obviously so much focus that you would maybe go to try to supplement the right side of that offensive line. What tilted it more towards defensive line, where the assumption is you guys are a little bit more stacked?
The value. There were a couple of outstanding offensive linemen that went real early in the draft. And, you know, there was, as I said, we had some people surrounded with a group of, say, 8 to 9 players that we would covet at that spot. And this was the highest rated player when it came time for us to pick. And so we, as stated earlier, we certainly were going to be hopefully value matched up. But this is a good circumstance for us because we again strengthen with another outstanding player, that defensive line room.
Tom, can you clarify that? Did you say that he was the highest rated player you still had on your board?
Yes.
At that point?
Tom, what was it like getting to meet Taven, and what did you sort of learn about him in the process that you liked about his personality and his approach to the game?
Well, we studied the heck out of him on tape, and we had him here and visited with him. We talked to him. We interviewed him in the room with Doug, Dave, and I and the scouts. And, you know, he's an interesting young man, and he's a personality. He has energy. He has enthusiasm. He's obviously very much focused on his game, and that appealed to us as well.
Do you have an idea where you're going to start him at this point? Or,
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. He played the three technique spot, so.
What do you like about how he can play both spots?
He gets off. He's powerful. He gets off on the snap. He penetrates. He causes problems. He can turn and run down the line of scrimmage either way. He's athletic.
His sack totals and tackles for loss weren't huge. Mm-hmm. Do you guys see a guy on tape who was double teamed off?
Some, you know, and like all young men, he had good games. He had not so good games. But what you studied and what you like and what you use as a criteria, he has that.
Were you pretty much fixated on getting a lineman, regardless of which side of the ball it was?
Not necessarily.
Coach, when you talk about value, is the size, he's 6'5", Calais is 6'8". Malik is 6'6". Does the size come into that? Because everyone always says, when in doubt, just draft a big person.
Well, certainly you're not going to pick a 180-pound defensive lineman. So, yeah, size certainly enters in. But there's a lot more to it. His athleticism, his speed, he ran very well. You know, he showed his athleticism in Indianapolis at the Combine. He had a very good workout there. He's somebody you can't help but watch. Just put the tape on, and sooner or later he's going to pop out at you.
Tom, his numbers at the Combine stood out. Was there any one of those that stood out, maybe that vertical or his shot? They're all.
You name it.
Yeah. His 40, everything.
His 40, vertical, his direction changes, you know, certainly his shuttles, all that.
You've spoken a lot in terms of athleticism and energy and personality. What about from the standpoint of character, leadership, things like that?
He's a solid young man. I mean, there's no issues there. With his personality, you know, he's one of those guys that's a weight room guy. So, you know, in the weight room with that group of defensive linemen, I'm sure there's a lot of camaraderie. You expect a guy to come in and kind of get a feel for the room and watch the guys. You know, if I was a young man going into that room, I'd be getting Calais's coffee. You know, I'd be learning everything I possibly could learn from a great pro like him.
Tom, Tim insinuated at his pro day that he had wished Florida's strength program had been a little bit better. Is he, you guys view him as an ascending player, someone who could maybe still add more muscle, that sort of thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And his game's in front of him.